not the first podcast featuring a discussion of pop culture and why we think you should like what we like, because we're opinionated. You should trust us, because we're librarians, mostly. I'm Anna, and I'm surrounded by nail polish.
I'm Aline, and I am painting every fingernail a different color.
Every couple of weeks, we'll get together and chat about a couple of pop culture topics, what we think and how we feel. We'll end the show with our current obsessions. Today, we have brought in outside experts to talk to us about something I know very little about.
Today, we have, live from...
Delaware,
and Angie, who is not a librarian. She's an English professor, which is more trustworthy than librarians, because they don't have to give any semblance of neutrality on any topic.
I think they do, actually.
Yeah, we get in trouble when we don't do that.
Oh, well. Sorry. None of my English professors ever did.
I think they get fired for...
Anyway. And Renata, who is a librarian, so you should believe her.
Yes, you should believe me. Hello.
So today's topic, if you have not already divined it by our subtle hints, is nail polish. But not just all nail polish, because we don't have that much time. Specifically nail polishes that are linked to fandoms.
Oh my god.
Because apparently this is a thing. Now I'm going to take the role of...
Oh my god. Person, this one's awesome. Sorry, carry on, Anna.
Person who doesn't know anything about anything, which is a role I naturally fill. And first, some vocabulary. What is a top coat?
Is this for me?
Yeah, it's for you.
Okay, a top coat is a polish, typically clear, that one uses to cover whatever polish you want to have that has a color or some other kind of finish that seals and protects it from the elements.
You know, back in my days painting minifigures,
yes.
I used to sometimes seal them with a clear protective coat so that my careful paint work would not get chipped.
It's the exact same idea.
Same deal.
It's just a different kind of nerd. Is that what you're saying?
No. Okay. It's the same kind of nerd.
It's exactly the same. Especially in this episode. And then you've been talking about hollows. I don't know what that is.
Okay, so hollow stands for holographic. It is a polish that can either be a glitter, that uses a glitter or a pigment that will shine in multiple colors. It can have a base of either a silver or a gold metallic typically, but you can also be many other colors as well. Typically you can have a hollow glitter or you can have a scattered or a linear holographic. A linear is an organized rainbow, so it'll break into something... It'll basically break into a prism, into lines. Scattered, you will just see sparks of multiple colors depending on how the light hits it. So that is a scattered hollow. They can't see it.
Okay.
But that...
We'll put some visual
periwinkle, smooth criminal, this is a linear.
Oh, okay.
And how does... a duochrome fit into the hollow world?
It is not. A duochrome is a polish that is made up of a pigment that will shift depending on how the light hits it. It will shift into two colors, or you can have a multichrome or an ultrachrome, which will shift between three or more shades. I'm wearing an ultrachrome right now. It goes through at extreme angles, green to red to gold.
Looks brownish too.
And yeah, it'll have brown in there too. But if you see this one is Killer Queen by Darling Diva, which is both a linear hollow and an ultrachrome.
So,
and it will go through purple, a kind of indigo, green, pink, and you can kind of see it at the corner.
Fancy.
It'll go all the way into amber.
Like a goldy,
yep.
Yeah.
At extreme
Queen,
angles.
Is this Game of Thrones?
No,
is
Killer
it...
Queen. This actual set was a queen. They're all queen songs. So Bohemian Rhapsody, Killer Queen, Fat Bottom Girls.
Are you getting ahead of us?
I am, but I
all
had
of them.
To know.
Yeah, so this is an Ellie set. It's a limited edition set, so they don't exist anymore, but they were wonderful. This was her first ultra chrome set, and they were all queen songs.
That's beautiful. So when there are other terms invoked, Anna will tell us when she wants us to
define them. I'm having Angie define them because she always explains things to little G in a way that makes the 7-year-old understand?
I'm not at all sure I explained multichrome or holo at all well, but I can at least give you guys some pictures.
Aline probably knows what you're talking about. I just like sparkly things.
Yes, I am not a professional on the topic of the area of nail polish we're speaking on today, but I am a longtime nail polish fan.
Consumer?
Consumer, yes.
All right, I'm going to ask Renata this question first. When did you first realize that this particular subset of nail polish was, like, a thing?
You know, I don't have a conscious, moment of when I realized it. I'm sure it was around the time that I got a Tumblr, like, a few years ago, probably. Or, well, I mean, I guess I knew, like, I like OPI has a lot of, like, limited collections that are tied to things. And I had, like, a James Bond one year, like, when they have a limited collection, they'll have maybe, like, 10 colors or whatever, and it's, like, James Bond, and then each color will be named a thing, and they, oh, and they had a Broadway musicals one, and so the Rent nail polish from their Broadway musicals collection was, like, one of the first OPI nail polishes I ever had. So I was aware, at least, of that, of these, like, kind of tie-ins, but in terms of this, like, more specialized fandom nail polishes probably like a few years ago.
Yeah, I started really Etsy, I think, brought in the indies. So probably the first big one that I remember was in around 2011 with Nerdlacker. And she was kind of a big deal, partially because she popped up and then she very quickly started being sold on ThinkGeek. Had a trio of Star Trek polishes that showed up on ThinkGeek, and people kind of got really excited about that. And then she disappeared for a couple of years because of family issues. Yeah. And there was deep mourning, and her polishes were going for $50 to $70 on eBay. And then she reappeared about a year or so ago, and she's back up. But she was big early, and I think she popped up around 2011. And then within a year or two, once the indie polish scene started showing up on Etsy and then some of the online shops that you would see, she and Dalish Polish were probably the first two that you started seeing. And then you started seeing more specialty shops who would specialize in a particular type of fandom, like literary lacquers or Excelsior.
Having trouble spelling lacquer. Oh well.
But yeah, so I think, but she was the first big kind of pan fandom person that I was aware of.
Now, see, I have followed OPI collections when they have been movie related. There was an Alice in Wonderland collection, and there was the
Wizard of Oz
collection. I have several of them. I mostly would just buy the multicolored glitters and the greens and the blues when I liked them. But there were, the James Bond had a really nice green that wasn't right for me. It was terrible.
Aww.
I had this sort of thing where I want the color to look good against my skin, so I'm not completely driven by the clever names, but
or collecting them all.
Yeah.
It is so sad, though, when there's like a good pun name or something and you don't really like the color.
Angie was OPI just saying there's that one she wants, but it would make her skin look dead.
Yeah, Nerdlacker has a General F and Leia.
Oh.
And I mean, need a polish called General F and Leia, but it's this beautiful orchid, and all of the, it's a kind of grayed orchid. Mm. And unfortunately, all of those medium purples with pink under them give me zombie hands. I mean, I look dead. And so I'm going to buy it. I know I'm going to buy it because it's a Star Wars polish. I must have it.
You need zombie hands.
And I'm just going to have to accept the fact that when I wear it, I'm going to look undead. It's just something we have to do.
All right. So my next question is, we'll start with Renata again. Do you have like a favorite line of fandom polishes that you really love and you're very happy about?
So, I mean, I guess I should qualify my involvement here and say that I am a little bit less here for my knowledge of nail polish and a little bit more here for nail wraps.
Yes, mm-hmm. And you can take a moment and segue us and define nail wraps.
Talk to us about nail wraps, Renata.
Okay, I would love to, because here's the thing, is I aspire to be good at, like, nail polish and nail things, but I'm not, I'm, like, very intermediate at it. And also I have a terrible time, and I have trouble with nail wraps as well, because I have a terrible time growing my nails out. I like them very short. And so a nail wrap is basically like a big sticker that you cover your whole nail with. And it's a double-edged sword for me because they don't really work well if your nails are too short. They can't quite stick to it and they come off. But once it's on there, then it makes it harder for me to destroy my nails. And then they can kind of breathe and grow out for a little while. And then also with nail wraps, they can, like, I know some people are very good at, like, nail art and, you know, painting little amazing designs on their nails. And I am not. I can barely manage just, like, one color just. But if you buy a nail wrap, they can have all kinds of things pre-printed on them. And then they're there. And you're good. So I like them for that as well. Like, I don't know. I guess I will say probably the most well-known is Jamberry, which is kind of a pyramid scheme type situation, like LuLaRoe or whatever.
You know, I have seen that word, and I've not understood
it. They have some amazing Marvel ones that yes. I desperately want, even if they're $18. I want the Iron yes. Man one so badly.
In my mind, it's $18 for, like, the thumbnail.
No, it looks like you can use them twice per set, depending on how long your nails are.
You absolutely can use them at least twice. Like, when you get a set of them, it comes with enough to do, like, two set, like, yeah, two manis, and then a few extras for, like, accent nails, or, like, some people do jamberries on, or nail wraps on their, like, big toes.
Yeah, it looked like some were very wide.
Yeah, I'm not really about that life, but it's possible, I guess.
So, I don't think I've painted my toes more than twice in my life.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
We do that all the time here.
There are nail wraps. I need to know, I have a probing question on the nail wrap topic before we move on.
No, go ahead.
I have used the Sally Hansen things that it's kind of like a sticker and you kind of buff it on a little bit. And I know that Jamberry has a heat element. Don't you?
You can use a hair dryer to seal it.
And so that makes it stay on longer. Do they stay on longer? Longer than what one might ask. How long do they stay on, Renata?
So if you apply them correctly, they will. They advertise that they stay 2 weeks plus. I definitely will get 2 weeks out of them. If the trouble is, when you apply them correctly, that means they can't touch your skin at all. So you have to get them trimmed down right and put them on so that they only touch nail and they don't touch your cuticle or the edge of your fingers at all.
They won't adhere to the skin.
Right.
Yeah. So if you get a little gap in there, then it's not going to have a good hold. And so that's why if your nails are short, then you run into trouble with them touching at the ends, mm-hmm. and then they won't hold as well. But yeah, they do last a long time. Oh, and going back to what I was saying about how many you get, another thing with Jamberries too is sometimes I'll just do, like, a couple accent nails. Like, I'll just, you know, do, like, my ring finger and pointer finger with Iron Man decal and then paint the other nails, like, gold or something. And then they last longer because you're not using mm-hmm. all 10 at once.
I do that with my Espionage cosmetics. Mm-hmm. They're another brand that has them. So I have MST3K ones. And they have some really cute tentacle ones. And so I did the tentacle ones. I used nails, like Iron Man nail snides. So there's a kind of running fandom joke about Tony Stark and our Iron Man and tentacles. So I had him essentially in the middle of tentacles for my birthday manicure.
I remember that one. It was lovely.
I loved that manicure because I am not one of those people who can paint. So nail slides are basically like if you ever did the sort of temporary tattoos as a child, you basically cut those out like those, and they're temporary tattoos that you can put over your nails, but just like them, they're translucent.
So I put
down,
underneath.
Yeah, I put down the nail sticker, and then I put that on it. But so that it wouldn't show through, I put a little white nail polish under the sticker so the colors of the Iron Man would show up.
Oh, Iron Man.
Yeah.
Espionage also has a Wolverine nail wrap.
They're discontinued and on clearance right now for $5.
Yes, that's why I bought them, because I hadn't tried that brand before. And I bought those for $5. And I bought the kitten ones, too.
Yes.
But I would like to lodge a complaint against the cat ones, though.
Oh?
Which is, I would only recommend buying them if you have very long nails.
Oh.
Because the way that they're designed, if you have short nails, you're not going to get a full cat face on there.
Oh, no.
You're
going to get... That's terrible.
Partial cat face. You're going to get, like, half a cat head, and it's going to look like you murdered cats for your nails. So I haven't actually used... Probably will never use them because I genuinely don't think I'll ever grow my nails that long.
They I would just like to interject that no cats were harmed in the recording of this podcast.
Yes.
They do have a new set of cat ones that are a orange to gold or yellow gradient that has a little black cat that'll be at the base of your nail so you don't have to have long nails. They're actually quite small where they're maybe a half centimeter. So no matter how short, even if you have little nubs, like whenever I rip a nail and they're very, very short, the whole cat shows up on it. So those are probably there to replace them because they showed up right after they discontinued the maybe kittens. I bet you a lot of people had that complaint.
Yeah. Because they, I mean, they are very big cat faces. Jamberry also, they had a black cat one that was only for Halloween. And so I think that's discontinued from Jamberry, but I still have some and they're great.
I think Jamberry also has quite a few Disney ones.
Yeah,
in their licensed
one. Who has a Steven Universe one? That's what I want
to
know.
To my knowledge, no one. Hmm. But in terms of water slides, you can actually buy the water slide paper and print your own. So if you have the images, you can make your own homemade water slides with either transparent paper.
Water slides equals They're, what?
The water trans- slides oh, are the okay. are the tattoos, basically. Okay. And you can make them with either translucent or opaque papers.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So that might be a solution for the, you know, basically make your own.
Just think
nail
you can
art.
Make little Duartes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Jamberry also has where you, like their design studio where you can upload things and make a custom one.
Oh,
but
cool.
I haven't.
Know that.
Ah, you're teaching Angie something.
Dun, dun,
yes.
Dun, dun.
I would like to interject here that Angie's not paid by any of these providers.
But I do like to hawk them
she
on my Tumblr.
She does.
I suck people into nail polish
them.
Like nobody's business.
Yes. Here is the next question. And it's like, what's a fandom that you would like to see made that hasn't been made yet? We'll start with you, Angie.
Oh, wow. That hasn't been done at all?
Well, I mean, it could be one that hasn't been done at all, or it could be one that was done poorly.
And it could be that you want the General Leia to look good on you.
Yeah, I mean...
I would like the General Leia to look good on me. I mean, my big fandom is obviously Marvel. There are actually a couple of people who do Marvel almost exclusively. I would kill to see Nerdlacker actually do a comics one. But honestly, most of my big fandoms have been done. I haven't seen a dedicated X-Files fandom.
Ooh.
Nerdlacker did have a Scully polish, but unfortunately it's another polish that makes me look dead. So even though
this
it's
is
an
very
Ellie,
upsetting.
I could probably, I may have to give it to somebody whose skin color is radically different than mine.
Nope.
It's not going to work with you either. I don't know. It's not an unattractive color. It's just hideous on me.
And it is called?
Scully.
Just Scully. Okay.
It's Scully.
I have to know the names of these things in case they have puns in them.
A lot of these aren't puns. They're generally pretty straight up references.
Okay,
there are ones that are puns. The one that you really liked, I think, was my Arc Reactor Beats for You. That's this one, the firecracker one, which is a glass fleck with it's a jelly with glass fleck and iridescent glitter.
Jelly?
Jelly is a polish that is tinted but translucent.
I'm getting a little bit of my Arc Reactor Beats for You painted on my fingernail right now.
It's that one is basically a raspberry jelly.
It does look like raspberry jelly.
It's very hard to get a true red or a blood red jelly, though you do see some people who can manage it. I have a couple of friends who have their own indies, and they've told me of the difficulties of actually getting those pigments to look
good. Is there a Tamara Pierce line of nail polish?
I have not seen a Tamara Pierce line of nail polish.
So that is my answer to this question.
That would be a good one.
How about you, Aline?
There are lots of book ones, though.
Yeah, I like book ones. I don't know what
you can ask Angie fandoms
have nail polishes. I would probably be looking for Outlander nail polish.
Ooh.
If you wanted an Outlander, I would check Fan Chromatic or Literary Lacquers. I'd be pretty shocked if either of them didn't have at least one.
I want them to be authentic nail polish that Claire would be wearing in 13th century Scotland.
Made out of herbs. Scotland.
That would be unlikely.
Yes. Herb-tastic. How about you, Renata?
Well, I guess, like Angie, my main fandom is Marvel, and there is a lot of that. I will say, we mentioned the Jamberry Marvel, and they just started that line, and they only have Captain America and Iron Man right now. Mm-hmm. And I like those. But I would prefer it if Jamberry had, like, Hulk and Black Widow and, like, X-Men, if they had a lot more Marvel characters. Mm-hmm. It'd be about that.
I would like to interject my vote for everything to be green. So I need to, like,
so you would get the Hulk ones, too.
I would do Hulk, absolutely. I like green and purple together a whole lot. I the thing that sort of got me hooked into buying tons of nail polish was a dry spell probably in the early aughts when there were no...
Is that a Supergirl polish?
That one's Carol Danvers.
Oh,
yeah,
Carol,
so that's from Excelsior Polish. It's technically a navy jelly, but it's got gold glitter in it.
Sorry.
So it comes out looking green. I'm going to shut up now.
No, Anna asked you. That's why I'm looking at her.
Yeah, you're here as the expert.
I have no idea what I was talking about.
You said there was a dry spell.
Green nail polish.
Yeah.
You could not find a decent green for probably 10 years. And then OPI had Jasper Jade, which sold out like that. You can't find it anywhere. And then there were a couple more years where it was like, if only I could find a Jasper Jade. Then there was about 10 years where everybody had a glorious green in every collection, in every season. And I own them.
Mm-hmm. Of course you do. All of them.
Yes, all of them. Jade is the new green. Jade is the new black. Jade is the New Black was a really good creamy green.
That was
green.
A good one. That was,
I have that
was that
one.
OPI?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, it was
nail polishes we have known.
I'm a big OPI and China Glaze girl because I used to follow All Lacquered Up.
Mm-hmm.
And she would swatch them so effectively I would have to go buy them.
I had to give up the blogs because it got too expensive to follow them.
Danger, danger.
The internet is not your friend.
So, this is a subsidiary question, but if you were looking for fandom nail polishes, you mentioned Fan Chromatic, but is a Nerdlacquer, are those your go-to sites, or do you just go on Etsy, or do you just Google X-Files polish?
No, I basically have about four places that I go. I'm a member of an indie nail polish group on Facebook, so that's where I kind of find new polishes. For specifically fandom polishes, Nerdlacquer is my number one go-to, but there's also a brand called 1UP Polish.
Is that one the number or one the word?
Actually, I'm trying to think about that. I'm not certain. I have one of their polishes in this drawer, so I could figure that out.
That's okay.
Fangirl Polish is good for the water slides, though I'm not as excited about their polishes. Excelsior Polish is really affordable and good if you want Marvel polishes, but her store has been closed for a few months, though she's developing a really cool Spider-Man polish, so I'm hoping she'll reopen fairly soon.
Ooh.
Yeah, her polishes are $6 to $8 a piece, and they're lovely.
Is that, technical question here. What is a reasonable price for an indie polish?
And it really depends on what kinds of components they have. The cheapest I've seen for a regular 12 to 15 milliliter bottle, which is your standard American bottle, this your standard OPI will be 15, and Orly is 18. You will sometimes see smaller bottles at 12 is still considered a full-size bottle, but anything smaller than that is a mini. Typically, you'll see them between $8 and $15 a bottle. $15, you'll sometimes see if they are scented, if they are hollow, if they are ultra-chrome, or any of the above, because those components are more expensive,
right.
Or if they have sterling silver flakies in them or gold flakies in them. So, like, this one here was a $14 polish, the one on my tips, because it has ultra chrome and 24 karat gold flakes in it.
Ooh.
So that's going to jack up the price a bit.
Also,
it's scented.
If a polish was scented, what would it be scented with?
There's a particular brand called The Lady Varnishes on Etsy. She and a few other people will scent their polishes, but it's usually, because that can be added afterwards, you have a choice. So I had a choice of around 8 or 9 scents. In this case, because of the color, which is, it's an ultra chrome between gold into the burgundies, I chose cinnamon, but I also have a blue one that is a labyrinth polish, and that one the only one that I liked was orange blossom, so I got orange blossom.
So does the smell happen when you're painting? Or
no, you don't ever want to smell a still wet polish. That's actually not a good idea for your brain cells.
Well, you
want to smell it after it's dried.
Okay.
A top coat will lessen the scent, and when it's completely dry, it'll fade over time. But usually with one coat of top coat, you can still smell it faintly through
Interesting.
There. Mm-hmm. Most places that do that will also give you an unscented option because some people, you know, don't want a scent.
Definitely.
I impulse bought just like a drugstore. I think like Revlon had some scented nail polish.
Oh, that's right.
And I don't remember what it was like a silver color, and I think it was supposed to smell like cotton candy or something, but I didn't like it. It was too. It still mainly smelled like nail polish. Like it still had this really chemically vibe to it.
Yeah, a lot of them do.
Plus sugar.
Yeah, a lot of them do. I've been pretty happy with the Lady Varnishes. I've been pretty happy with that one. Usually I don't like scented things all of that much, but I was like, oh, I'll give it a try, you know, because why not?
Why not?
They don't charge you any extra for it, so I'm like, okay, sure, let's find out what this is like. But I got some of those Revlons, too. I think I got the violet one. And yeah, you're right. It was, you kind of smelled it and you're thinking, I'm losing brain cells as I do this.
Yeah.
This is not okay. I didn't have that sense with that one. I also have another Iron Man one that is vanilla blackberry that isn't bad.
Mm. Vanilla blackberry. Okay.
I think Frankenstein or Frankenstein made that
Frankenstein. Okay. So when librarians do something called Reader's Advisory, Angie, where someone comes to us and they say, I'm looking for a book. And we say, tell us about recent books that you've liked. Or some people take the approach of, tell us recent books that you didn't like. It's called Reader's Advisory. So I want you to do some nail polish advisory for the three of us, since you're the expert, knowing what you do of me and Eileen. And you can ask, sometimes when a patron is standing there, we ask them questions like, how much sex do you want in your book? You know, but in a nice way.
All
how spicy
sex.
Do you want your book to be?
Okay.
Or how do you feel about having murders in your, you know,
okay.
like, for example.
I want my nail polish to have murder in it.
Okay. So she wants Killer Queen. So you can start with me, since we have known each other for 21 years.
Okay. I'm going to actually ask you 3 questions.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. How much sparkle do you want?
All the sparkle.
You want all the sparkle. Okay, so you're okay with it taking a little bit of time to come off your nails then?
Yeah, that
glitter
doesn't
means
bother
what
me.
Kind of sparkle? Okay, so do you want rainbows?
Yeah, I want rainbows.
Okay, primary color in it.
I usually like blue or green or purple.
Okay, so watercolors.
Yeah.
Watercolors, lots of sparkles, and rainbows.
You can recommend more than one. We usually give people a stack so that they can reject some of them.
Okay. So, I mean, you already mentioned you wanted me to bring it, but I would definitely say Nerdlacker Cthulhu.
Oh, yes, Cthulhu.
Which is kind of
the
awesome.
Nail polish.
It's got a bunch of teal and green and blues and a little undertone of gold flick to keep it kind of interesting. But it's also a thermal. So there are 2 shades of teal in here, which just means, now your nails are short, so you're not going to see it. But if you had nails like mine that go past the tip, it's heat activated, which means the tips where your body heat isn't going to keep it as
cooler.
Warm are going to be cooler, which means the tips are going to be darker than what's next to your skin. So it's basically like a French mani without having to do any of the work.
And look, Cthulhu is etched on the bottle.
Yeah, she did a very cool thing with Cthulhu where she actually hand etched.
There is a tentacled beast on one side of this bottle.
A tentacled beast. There are 2 different versions, and it's at no extra charge than a regular bottle. So that's a $10 polish, and I recommend it. Actually, Quantum Bluniverse, which is also Nerdlacker. Sorry, I know that's a lot of... is Oh, that isn't over there. I thought I gave that. It's the one that I gave to you earlier today.
Oh, sorry.
That one is a really good one for lots of super teal.
What is that a reference to?
Actually, I'm not honestly sure. I think it's to a specific. I think it's to a specific scientist, actually. Uh-huh. That set was to a set of scientists. That one would be very good. But I think I would also go to, if you went to Literary Lacquers, and I'm trying to remember the specific name for it, they have a fantastic teal in their section. The other one, and I haven't mentioned this brand, there's a brand called Eliquid, as in the letter A and liquid. And the only reason I'm going to mention it is they have a line of pastel, and I know they're pastel, but Pride and Prejudice polishes, and each one is named after one of the Bennett sisters.
Yeah.
And they're fabulous. They're so cute. And they're each a quote from the book that describes one of the sisters.
Are you pandering, Angie?
No, I just, I mean, how awesome is that?
It's pretty awesome.
Literary Lacquers also has a couple of Pride and Prejudice, but they're just named like Mr. Darcy, which that's I will say really is one fun. Of the very few linear hollows that's a true gold and not, let's say, a champagne. Because the silver undertone of the hollow pigment that's used most commonly tends to gray out the polishes, but it's actually a true gold. So that's actually on my Christmas list this year. Yeah, I would definitely check out Literary Lacquers for their really good teal. Those would probably be the ones that I would hit, but I just feel like you need to get the Jane Austen, you need to get a Jane Austen polish because it's a Jane Austen polish. Right. So I am one of the people who I'm very swayed by names. I'm a sucker for a good name, which is why I have a bunch of polishes I can't actually wear.
Someone may show up at your door someday looking for a manicure.
That's right. And I'll be like, hey.
Come on in.
General F and Leia is the polish for you.
Right.
Somebody has to enjoy
it. If you worked, our friend Rachel does, like, she just takes all the polishes that she's done with and she gives them to, like, her teens that she works with. Mm-hmm. Or her middle grade and teens. And, you know, they just, it's like a recycling system and you feel like, oh, someone's getting use out of this.
I give away my commercial polishes. I tend not to give away my indies because I'm a hoarder.
You are a hoarder. I remember this.
So what would you suggest to me?
Well, okay, so you tend towards, from what I've seen, browns and teals and blues. Well, you keep grabbing the crunchy frog.
Which is weird because I shook my head at her when she said browns because I don't own any brown nail polish.
Is it the green glitter in it that's getting you?
I think it's the green glitter.
Okay, that may be it.
But it was also a really nice formula when I put it on and it stayed on for a week and I hadn't done anything really major to it, and that's what I'm looking for in a polish is long wear.
Yeah, for you, I would think of a couple of things. There's a Tenenbaum, Margot Tenenbaum,
really,
which is by Hair Polish, which is a now sadly defunct polish line, which is a gorgeous Tiffany blue. With gold and I think aqua and maybe a pale. I'm trying to think of what the colors of the glitter in it are. That one I would definitely recommend for you because you like your glitters and you like your aquas and your blues. Indeed. That one I would recommend. Actually, for some reason I'm gravitating towards Hairs for you. This one, which is the Knockouts at the Double R, which is a Twin Peaks polish. It is a kind of slightly darkened robin's egg blue with white flakies in it, translucent white flakies. That one goes on like you would not believe. It actually is a lot like the Arc Reactor one, in this shade. Nice. And so it can be built to full opacity, but it actually starts out as fairly translucent. And you only need one coat of top coat for it to lay perfectly glassy, which is a big deal for me. And since you grabbed it earlier and you liked it, the T'Challa, which is a reference to Black Panther.
Yep.
This is one of Excelsior's polishes, and it's probably my favorite of her polishes. It's a black crelly, which is a cream polish that's very slightly translucent. So if you wear one coat of it, you'll probably see a little bit of what we call visible nail line. You can still see the shift between where your skin is under, your finger is, and where your nail is. But it's a black polish that has gold hollow pigment in it instead of silver, and it just makes it absolutely gorgeous.
It is nice looking.
It's probably my favorite scattered hollow of all time, and I wish more people would use gold hollow instead of silver hollow. Mm. It's just gorgeous. And again, $6. I really wish she would reopen her store, because I want to buy like the 4 polishes of hers that I don't already own.
Maybe she will.
I transferred a file to you because I'm not currently there with you. And when I wanted, that's the color I'm currently wearing. And I wanted you to be able to see that when you were.
So,
where would it come from?
Oh, there it is.
There it is. We see.
Yeah, if you pop up chat.
Oh, nice. That is so pink. That is really awesome. Nice.
Okay.
We can take that. You can edit this out.
We don't need it.
Oh, actually, for Anna.
What's this?
Also, kryptonite is a scattered hollow.
Superhuman nails for you.
It is so awesome.
Made in Australia.
It is probably one of my favorite. It is actually, this is a professional company. It's not really an indie. I'm trying to remember. It's picture polish. It's a forest green jelly with scattered hollow, but in several different sizes.
It's very nice.
And it is just gorgeous on the nail. And even without top coat, it's like glass on the nail, which is really unusual.
Okay, so now Renata, which will be harder.
Okay.
We just met.
So.
Right.
But that's
so
just like
you just met,
short
I did,
nails. Yeah.
That's just
yeah,
like
I do have
the
short
library.
Nails. And I did just transfer you a picture of the car I'm wearing now, which is Spoken from the Heart from OPI's Hello Kitty line.
Uh-huh.
I do love Hello Kitty. I do love everything that's pink.
Okay.
I do love glitter. You could basically do this and imagine like a very cliche 8-year-old girl, and you'd probably be like on target.
Okay, so a couple of colors that I would recommend for you, because you like Marvel, I would go Excelsior, and I would recommend Barton. So if you Googled Excelsior Nails Barton, it is a sparkly, very fine glitter hollow that I would say is kind of an orchid, and then it's super glam big sister, or I guess little sister, would be Bishop. It's named after the other Hawkeye, Kate Bishop.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a little bit more fuchsia, and it's huge glitter and super, super hollow. So it's a little bit cooler than the pink you're talking about, but they're both Marvel. And her Romanoff is a raspberry hollow glitter with black shredded glitter in it.
Ooh.
Yeah. And those are fantastic.
Yeah.
I suspect you would like that. It always makes me think of the Misfits from Gem and the Holograms.
It does kind of look.
Doesn't it? It looks like something one of them would wear. And I love it.
I have to interject. I think I found what you're talking about, but it looks like their shop is on break.
It is. It is on break. And that's why I said
that. And it has been since 2015?
Yes. She says she's coming back. She's a mutual of mine on Tumblr, and she says she is coming back.
Oh, you were talking with them earlier, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I just put that together. Okay, cool.
This one is actually an Ellie that no longer exists from Nerdlacker, but 8 Gates, which is, again, I would say it's kind of a lilac, but it has black, silver, and white glitter in it. It's pretty fabulous. And also, I wonder if they still have it. Darling Diva, and I don't have it here, but they had a pastel scattered hollow series that I think came out in the spring, and they were so gorgeous, but they had 2 pinks and a lavender in that set that were amazing, and they all had names like Goodbye and Sweetheart. They reminded me of the little Valentine's hearts, but that series, I bet you would like.
I'm looking at Darling Diva's page right now, and I'm liking everything I'm seeing.
If you go into their sale section, you might
danger,
see...
Danger, danger.
It is, because they'll have things that are $5 and $7, and they have a lot of fandom things. Their Deadpool polishes, though their names are quite obscene.
They are.
Incredibly obscene. The colors are incredible. Also, if you like Game of Thrones, a polish company you should look into that has some fantastic polishes is Delush, D-E-L-U-S-H. They have a lot of what I would call jelly sandwich polishes, which are intense jellies with a mix of glitters in them that contrast, that are fantastic. But they have some really cool ones that are pretty clearly Game of Thrones, themed. And I think they also have some Dexter polishes.
Renata, do you have the pink glitter from the new Muppet movie OPI collection?
No.
Oh.
Tell me more. Also, I have a question. I'm looking on Darling Diva, and they had a BSC collection.
Yes.
And I clicked on that thinking it would be Babysitter's Club.
No.
And I don't think
it is.
It's
Orphan Black. It's Orphan Black. And I think almost all of them are themed after...
Oh, I see. I see Seastra, I get.
Yeah.
Wait, how is BSC Orphan Black?
I have no idea. That confused
Maybe
me, too.
Will write in
it's been a while
us.
Since I've watched, so
yeah,
I'm
I guess
wondering
I didn't
if there's
watch
something
the newest
I missed.
Season. Okay.
But a couple of them, I gave her Darkness, looks amazing.
Yeah, that one looks really pretty. Sleep Now looks really
yes.
pretty.
And there's one actually named after the scorpion.
What was the scorpion's name?
Helena Scorpion. Isn't her name Helena?
Yeah. I remember the scorpion. I don't remember the scorpion's name.
I don't think the scorpion had a name, but one of them is thematically, when you click on it, it's pretty clearly about the scorpion.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Oh, if you like pinks.
I do.
Okay, so there are two collections you should look into. A, England, as in the letter A, and then the word England.
Okay.
She is an Italian polish maker who emigrated to England and is absolutely in love with their literature, especially Victorian literature and Arthurian literature. Mm. But also she had a fairy tale collection and a Russian ballet collection that were both very pink and gray heavy. And they are what I would call subdued linear hollows with contrasting flashes. So they're very, very cool. And her polishes go on like butter. I mean, they're ridiculously good. And you can find them on Laro, LLAROWE, who is a kind of middleman for international and indie polishes. But I think you can buy them direct as well. And they're pricey, but they're worth it. A lot of them are one coaters. Which means they last a little longer, you know, they go further per bottle, even though they're, you know, a little bit more expensive. But they have a great gothic literature one, so there's a Jane Eyre and some Wuthering Heights, and Lady of Shalott is freaking gorgeous. Yeah, so if you're at all into, actually, I have Lady of Shalott right here.
Going down to Camelot.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. I'm trying to remember which one was the gorgeous green one, but I think Sleeping Palace you might like, and some of the Arthurian ones, which I think are called the Legends, you might like. Mm.
So you were talking about one coaters, and I have just an unrelated question, which is, what is your take on the trend of putting 100 plus coats of nail polish on your fingers?
Is that really a thing people do aside
There's
from, like,
a particular
for a YouTube video?
Blogger who does this thing. As far as I know, I don't understand it, frankly. I mean, could I do it? Yes. But if I'm going to waste polish to do a cool thing, you know what? I would do that to water marble my nails, and I would waste a lot less polish for a mani I could actually do things with, and it would look a lot better.
It seems extremely odd.
It's a little weird.
And
if you haven't seen it,
we'll put one in the show notes.
Yeah,
we'll put it in there. And then There's an article here that says the 100 coats challenge goes from nail polish to eyeliner to lipstick and beyond.
Eyeliner?
You know, none of those things need to be applied 100 times, I'm pretty sure.
I've seen the nail polish version, and what upset me about the one that I saw was that she was actually doing it with good polish. And would I do that with a Wet n Wild? Sure. But I would not do that with, you know, a $12 linear hollow. That's crazy.
But the other question I always have is, because I have lived among people with many bottles of nail polish, does one ever use all of the polish in a bottle?
Yes, rarely. I mean, I have a ridiculous collection. So the last time I counted, I had just topped 2,000 bottles.
Wow.
Yeah. I have a problem.
I'm jealous. I have like a solid, like big shoebox full.
Yeah, I have a color-coded system in my, I really do. I have a color-coded system of 40 drawers. that are arranged by color and depth of color in
my
room.
Thank you for pulling some out in different colors.
You're very welcome. I keep the indies separate from everybody else, okay. So that didn't make it too hard. I do have a couple of polishes that I have gone through the whole thing. When you do have a polish for a long time, though, it does tend to go a little bit gunky because there's a particular chemical that evaporates. And so when you go down low, you can buy a thing called Sesh Restore, which is basically that same chemical, and you put it in there and it'll stop going gunky. You just roll it, put a couple drops in, roll it until it's back to the consistency you want.
We have one of those, but it's for our bacon salt so that it stops being all one piece.
Yes,
being individual.
That is a desiccant for your spices. And
yeah,
it's a for your.
I mean,
nail
the
polish.
Thing is a lot of people will use nail polish remover, but the problem with that is that it can actually degrade the pigments
integrity
for a lot of polishes,
your...
and it, if you have glitters or other kinds of particulates, it can actually damage them. Where if you put in the Restore, it's the same chemical that was in there. So as long as you still had a solvent-resistant glitter, it's not going to cause an issue, and it's not going to mess with the pigments because it's the same chemical that was in there. If it wasn't already leaching the pigments, it wouldn't anymore. You know, it wouldn't by adding that that chemical.
You do want to use, this is, as Angie's saying, you do want to use a thinner that is sold as a nail polish thinner, like Sesh Restore.
Yeah.
More than you want to use a nail polish remover because their nail polish remover is made to break it down.
Yeah, because my mom told me to put nail polish remover, like when I was a kid and I had like really crappy nail polish, she would tell me that. And even as a kid, I was like, that doesn't really make sense, though.
Yeah. You want to use, the only one that I've seen that is straight up the same chemical is Restore. And I've had very, very good luck with it. I have 10-year-old bottles of polish, and they run just as well. It's also really good if you have a polish where you just don't like the consistency, like it's just thick. I have a couple of hair polishes that I adore.
That's
H-A-R-E. And I adore them, but they're Crellies, and I want them to be a little bit more translucent. I want the exact same color, but I want to see the layers of glitter through the color
You're
a little bit
artist.
More. So I add a little bit more Restore because it's not going to hurt the color at all, but it is going to make it run a little bit thinner without damaging the polish. And it's great for that. And you can buy a large bottle of it. Do not buy the bottle that's about the size of a nail polish bottle. Buy the big salon size bottle because it's about twice the price and about four times the size, maybe six times the size.
And nice. You can share it with all
it's
your
a
friends.
Ton cheaper.
Yeah.
I've used up a bottle of nail polish because it took me about 10 years to find the right nude.
Mm-hmm.
And then I bought a couple of bottles of it, and
yep.
I used one up because I have green skin, not like the Hulk, but
green undertone.
More like the Green Goblin?
But
yeah.
More like the Green Goblin, yes. And so a nude, all of those beautiful nudes that you see, I
turn
mean like
too
half
pink or
of
yellow.
Essie is,
yep.
They're all too pink. They're,
yep.
Yeah, and so I found one, and I bought it, and I still have it, and I wear it.
Which one is it? Because I have a lot of green in mine.
It's an OPI, and it was from a bridal collection that they had years and years ago. And I have actually found...
Is it the bubble bath one?
No.
It's
called...
Really?
Glamour? It's called... But it's, no, they were all romance words.
Okay.
And I can't remember what it's called. I'll check it. And,
yeah.
But I have found that if a line has a stretch of nudes or those super pales, if I pick the one that looks the yellowest,
yes.
It works the best on my skin.
Do you know what might work for you, too? From their NYC Ballet collection, they had a bunch of Crellies. So they're translucent, which means your skin color shows under it. And they had one that had a really beigey golden undertone to it called You Calling Me a Liar, L-Y-R-E. And it's been my go-to interview polish, especially if I have stained nails.
I was just about to ask why you would want a nude polish.
Well, I have two. I have my Work Appropriate Glitter Nude, which is Barely There by Serum Number 7. And that's basically that same polish with white and silver glitter floating in it. And then You Calling Me a Liar, which is basically my skin color, but slightly translucent.
So the reason that you would want a nude polish, if you were me, and a compulsive perfectionist, is that if a nude polish chips, It is not screaming at you every second of your day. Like when I have my nails painted black and I get the tiniest chip.
It's all you can see.
I cannot stop thinking about it. And I pick all my nail polish off. And you've seen this in action.
I have seen it in action.
But yeah, what is your chip tolerance? It's driving me crazy.
I mean, I don't like it, but I cause it frequently. So when I'm on my game, I will try, like, I don't like it and I'll try to redo it as soon as possible, but sometimes you just gotta live your life. But that is another thing I will say about nail wraps is they don't chip because it's just a big sticker.
Yeah.
It's like all or nothing.
This is good. And where are you on painting toenails?
I love a painted toenail, and I also love, like, you paint your toenails and that lasts for like, sorry, that stuff lasts for like a month at least. Like, it's just there and never chips, and then it looks nice. I don't like, especially I take yoga classes and I like when I look down at my feet and they're pink or whatever color. It's nice.
See, I taught yoga for 8 years and I found it to be a professional courtesy to my students to have a nice pedicure. And I got my toenails done every other week for 8 years. For my yoga students.
Oh my goodness.
That you were in the massage chair for your yoga students.
Yes, I was in the massage chair for my yoga students. And I had this amazing salon in Seattle that I loved, and they would let me sit in the massage chair for an hour to let my toes dry. And I have discovered in the last year and a half that I can paint my own toes, and I do it. I don't like naked toenails.
Sometimes Aline and little G and I all have our toenails painted the same color.
We do.
Aww.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, I don't like to get a professional manicure just because I know I'm going to screw it up so fast and it doesn't feel like it's worth the money to me. But I do like to get a pedicure once in a while because it feels nice. And then I know that it will last because I don't tend to chip my toenail polish.
Yeah, I still have toenail polish that went on
2 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've only had or done my own toes maybe twice ever. But in the last maybe 6 years, my nails have not been done maybe 2 days of the last 6 years. But I do my own. I mean, I do my own maybe three times a week because I don't like them to clash with my clothes. Right. So I will actually do my nails and plan my clothes around, okay, I've done blue nails. I'll be wearing navy and blue for the first 3 days this week.
And you have had students that, like, do a nail watch on you, right?
They do. And so, yeah, they do keep a bit of an eye on that. I used to have a rule that I would not go to the same class with the same nails two in a row. So if I had a Monday, Wednesday class, I would do my nails on Tuesday so that they would change up. But I couldn't keep up with that anymore, especially with glitter.
Right, glitter is tough.
I'm
surprised, though, that
off.
You don't paint your toenails, considering that's a whole nother canvas.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, it's partially a flexibility thing and partially because I do them so often it irritates me to not have things match. I would want my nails to match top and bottom and to match my clothes. And it would just,
like,
it would be a bit much.
It is a lot of work. And
also, my apartment is cold.
Okay, fair enough.
And my toes need warm.
Yeah, if I always wanted my toes and my fingers to match, I definitely would not worry about the toes, but I will pick a color of toes and keep that for a solid month at least.
Yeah, that's about how it goes here.
I mean, I would consider getting the glitteriest of the glittery and just do my toes that way because that stuff's not moving.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
My toes right now are just straight silver, basically.
It's a metallic silver.
You put this glittery stuff on top.
You know what would be super cute? Have you guys seen Orly Mirror Ball? It's got, like, two different sets of holo. It's got a linear silver holo, and then it's got scattered holo glitter. And that would be really, really cute on the toes, because it's so much sparkle.
Because I only have 75 different silvers.
But it's two different layers. It's two different kinds of rainbow on your toe at once.
You saw me gesture at her to write it down.
Yeah, I'll show you where one of the
silver ball.
Yeah, I think I know a discount site where you could get it for, like, $5.
Your birthday is coming up.
My birthday is coming up.
Oh, is it?
Okay, well, I think that we have exhausted our listeners' tolerance for nail polish talk.
But we didn't cover all of our questions.
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Oh, wait, my last question was, give me your favorite name of a nail polish. It doesn't have to be a fandom one.
Oh, I didn't prepare for this.
No, it's, you can think about it while...
Okay, I'm going to take my headphones out and go get my box of nail polish while you guys talk.
Good idea.
You might have to edit out some clanking sounds.
That's okay.
Oh, well, we can edit out this clanking. Is one I Here. Don't actually have.
It's okay. It doesn't have to be one you have.
I think it's by KB Shimmer, but I almost need to buy it even though I have a dupe of it just for the name. Pigment of My Imagination.
Oh, this that's a good one.
It's such a good name.
It's a really, really
it's
good name.
It's an ultrachrome that goes through... It's actually very similar to Killer Queen. It's an ultrachrome that goes from a very deep indigo through purple through red into amber. So it's incredible, but it's very intense. And so it's a great name for it. But yeah, Pigment of My Imagination. I just don't know how you get better than that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's great.
I mean, it's one of those that you just kind of want to buy it for the name.
Right.
However they get you.
Oh, I will say Zoya nail polishes. Every color is just like a woman's name.
Yes.
And I did specifically buy the Zelda one because I used to work as a Girl Scout camp counselor. And I don't know if you know this, but Girl Scout camp counselors pick, like, code names, basically. And mine was Zelda, so I had to get the Zelda polish.
Do you know Dalish Polish has Zoya. A whole line of Zelda polishes?
Oh, good. At the time that I bought this, I didn't even know.
Yeah, if you don't know Dalish Polish, like Dollish, they have their own, like a Store Envy or something like that, but they also have their bargain bin and discontinued on Etsy, where everything I think is like $5.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they just had a bunch of, like, John Hughes movie-themed ones, and they were fabulous.
Okay, I'm looking through my polishes now. Also, I wanted to take a moment to give my favorite small nail polish tip, which is that when OPI does their, you know, themed lines, they'll usually put out a 4-pack of minis
yes.
of, like, the 4 most popular colors. And so I have several of those, because then you get to try them, and you get, like, the cute little packaging. And like we were talking about, you know, I hardly ever use a whole bottle, so it's nice to have just a little bit to use once in a while. Although, the closest I've come to using up a whole bottle is one of the OPI minis from the Bond Girls collection, which is the Jinx color.
I loved that polish.
Yeah, it's like a glitter coral that's kind of matte. It's really cool.
Is it the same color as Halle Berry's bikini?
Yeah, but glitter.
It was a texture, I think. Wasn't it one of the texture polishes?
It was
one of the sands. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So
I'm going to
link to this BuzzFeed list. Anybody who ever looks at the show notes knows how much I love a BuzzFeed list.
Uh-huh.
And Anna found one that is the 23 punniest nail polish color names ever. And her favorite...
My favorite is Silent Movie.
And my favorite is Life is a Cabernet.
Yeah, that's a pretty nice. Good one.
Okay, oh, also, while we're talking, I dug through my box. I think my favorite of the ones that I have, and also it's a pretty color that you might like, Aline. It is a Nicole by OPI.
Yes.
And it is called Mermaid for Each Other.
I know. I love OPI's color names. That I think that's why I started buying them as much as I did. And their Nicole colors are also good. So thank you. I will have to look into it. And I have my two reds. So in addition to not being able to wear a nude on my skin, all of the great reds don't look right on my skin. So I can't wear a Big Apple red, the standard OPI, and I can't wear, I'm not really a waitress, but I can wear, but my two reds are Chick Flick Cherry and Quarter of a Cent Cherry, which are also good names, but they're really, really blue reds, and they look good, and I put a piece of tape on my arm, and I put, like, every red on it to see which one. It was wonderful. And
That's a brilliant idea.
Mm-hmm. Right? That was the best woman ever in a beauty supply store.
Who gave you that idea.
Showed me that and let me do it.
Yeah.
Because half the times they'll come running
they'll
up to you
like,
and slap it out of
that.
Your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
I feel like we should sometime have a showdown between cozy mystery titles and nail polish.
Yes.
I think that would be good. I think it should be a quiz.
Ooh,
that is like cozy mystery title or nail polish name.
Okay. I'll write that down in my little book.
And we'll work on it sometime.
Also, I want to interject that a minute ago when I said Zoya, I meant Julep. I got my brands confused.
Well, I love Zoya.
Well, they
Zoya.
Both do the woman name thing.
They do. And see,
but
Zoya...
I think Zoya has others, though.
They do have a few.
Because I have a Zoya, right? Well, I guess Cinnamon could be a woman's name.
And they have but Dream, anyway. But Dream is unlikely to be. And they have Dream and Storm, but...
One of, a few years back, I did the thing where Zoya was like, send us your nail polish that you don't want.
Their Earth Day special,
and
yeah.
And we'll send you whatever colors you want. And I got, shipping only. 20 of them.
Yep. Every Earth Day, that's their Earth Day special.
I have every green and blue and black and silver and purple Zoya that they made as of... A few years back.
Every spring I look at it because their glass flecks are so good.
Yeah, they're. I have some beautiful, beautiful polish. But when you do something like that, then you don't wear your way through them either. I'm like, have I ever worn this? I don't know.
Yeah, well, I shockingly have not worn all of my polishes.
I'm not shocked. You have 2,000.
Yeah.
So, all but you.
I have read almost. I have worn almost all of my indies.
This is good. Give it time.
Yeah,
as long as your nails don't fall off, you'll be fine.
Well, you know, that funny story. There is one of the brands that is an indie from a few years ago, Mentality, who I had quite a few polishes from, kind of crashed and burned about a year and a half ago because their neons, they started using a new base and they didn't test them, blah, 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 blah. And the nail bloggers they sent them to, yeah, their nails started falling out and they didn't handle it well and they didn't take responsibility for it. And about 2 months later, they did not exist anymore.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah. That can happen.
Cautionary tale.
Cautionary tale. No. And it was terrible because they'd been around for years and I have probably a dozen of their polishes, but right around 2014.
Okay.
Yeah. It all went south.
Yeah, it did.
The dangers of independent.
Well, the thing is NARS, some of the NARS polishes use the same base and some people have reported the same problem. So it's not necessarily, you have to remember that things like the suspension base, the indies are buying from the same companies as the large corporations. So when you have something like that happen...
Have you ever considered going into nail polish generation?
I do have some pigments, and I have thought about it because there are a couple of polishes I would like to have that I have not seen anybody make, but I haven't spent the real time to do it. There are some thermals I'd like to make, some color change heat activated, and if I can get my hands, and I know I can, I know who the vendors would be, I really want to play around with some of that gold holo, and I would really like to do an ultramarine polish with that gold holo.
Okay.
So yes, I have, but I have not gotten around to it.
Yeah, well, maybe someday you can also start your fan cookie business.
Yeah.
All right, so now that we have talked about nail polish a little bit, we'll talk about our obsessions. Renata, what have you got for us?
All right, do you want my musical obsession first or my regular obsession?
Let's do musical obsession first.
All right, well, this is actually somewhat inspired by the Bellwether Friends episode about musicals. And also the current political climate. Led me to revisit one of my favorites that I hadn't really listened to that much in the last few years, which is Evita.
Yes.
And especially the movie of Evita with Madonna as Evita, it gets made fun of a lot, but I will stick up for it. And I have been listening specifically to the Evita movie soundtrack.
Okay.
And I will say my favorite song, or the one I've been listening to the most lately, is Rainbow High, which is just like Madonna singing about all the clothes she wants to wear.
That sounds ideal.
Yeah. And there's a lot of good wordplay in it too. Like a lot of Tim Rice wordplay going on that I love.
I love Tim Rice. Angie, do you have a musical obsession?
Well, I've been running to essentially my comfort place lately, probably also related to the current political situation, which means I've been running to my Japanese boy band, Arashi. And mostly I've been actually watching concerts and listening to the albums related to them. So I've been listening to Digitalion and watching Digitalion and watching Japanisma. which might be the most gorgeous concert they've ever produced, which is saying something.
This is something that is not on Spotify, but that you could find with a Googling.
A Googling, yeah, you could almost certainly find it.
We'll link what we can find.
Okay.
My musical obsession, I was thinking about Steven Universe today, so I'm going to be obsessed with the Steven Universe theme song, which is very short, but very sweet. Ellie, did you figure one out yet?
No.
Do you want to pass? What if we stare at you for a while? We figure it out.
No pressure.
I'm going to go with the musicals episode of Bellwether Friends and pull out my favorite track on Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yes. Which is
the song that Herod sings. I can't remember the name of it, but it'll be on
I believe it is just called Herod's Song.
I believe so, too. Thank you, Renata. And you know it. You love it. It's awesome.
I do.
One of the productions I saw, he was, like, in a Las Vegas show singing that with, like, lights over him and showgirls all around him, and it was awesome.
It's about right. On
King of the Jews.
You're talking to me?
No, I'm talking to Jesus in Herod's voice.
I was
voice.
Just wondering why a department store in London would be singing, but that's okay. It's not a problem.
Oh, you're hilarious. Hilarious. Do you have a regular obsession for us, Renata?
Yes. My regular obsession is, I mean, this is an ongoing obsession, but again, slightly having a resurgence due to the political climate, and it is snail mail.
Yay!
I love like cute stationery. As previously mentioned, I love Hello Kitty, and that like obviously ties in. I have 10,000 Hello Kitty stickers, and I like to send, you know, notes to my friends and family because it just makes people happy when they get home and there is a postcard or a card waiting for them, even if it doesn't really say anything that substantial. You know, I'm not like a long, lengthy, like, you know, Jane Austen style letter writer, but I'll send you like a cute note with some stickers on it, brighten your day a little bit.
And we have benefited from this. We have received a postcard from Renata, and she's right. It brightens
it did
the day.
Brighten our day.
Yes. And then I will send a letter to my representative, to my senator, pretty regularly, just letting them know what's what. I know lately there's been a lot of talk about making phone calls, and I've been doing a little of that, but I have for years sent a lot of letters, because I feel like that at least is a step up from like an email or petition in terms of like what gets taken seriously at the office. Maybe like below phone call, but like still, I don't know, it feels good to write a letter, put it in the mail, send it off to Washington. It makes me feel like very American.
It seems very tangible, like it's going to get there and then they're going to have to do something with it.
Yeah, they're going to have to like put it in a folder, shred it, do something.
Yeah, exactly.
Something more than just hit the delete key.
Yes.
Do you have an obsession, Angie?
Other than nail polish.
Well, I've been, well, okay, yeah, my sort of very vanity driven obsession lately has been skincare. It's been kind of ridiculous, but a lot of fun. I've been pampering myself with lots of skincare, and winter is coming. So there's been a lot
winter
of that.
Winter is coming.
Winter is coming, and it does not like my skin. So
I almost picked sheet masks as my obsession because I've been a little obsessed with those too.
Ooh, we should talk about that this weekend.
So you're
going
to have another episode for you guys to talk about. Korean
skincare.
Talk about it on Friday.
Wait, are there fandom sheet masks? Because that would be like...
Of course there are.
There aren't exactly fandom ones, but there are printed ones. And in fact,
yeah,
right now, La Creme... Yeah, La Creme has the animal ones, but right now they have the seasonal animal ones that are limited edition.
Ooh.
So they've got the Christmas ones. They have an eggnog one that I think is maybe like a snowman. And they have the deer one. I don't remember what that one smells like. And then they have another one that's cocoa and peppermint.
See, somebody's got to get this together. Give me a sheet mask. It'll go on my face and make my face look like an Iron Man mask.
There is one that's fairly similar to that, but it's not an Iron Man one. But they have one that's supposed to be the man in the iron mask that looks very Dr. Doom-ish. And it's great. I actually own one. I used it once, and I can tell you the company of it later, but I can't remember it off the top of my head. It's one of the really big ones.
Excellent. Tune in next time for Mask Advisory.
Anna, what's your obsession?
My obsession is a comic strip, an online comic strip called Breaking Cat News. which I love. And it is drawn by Sued Octopus, who is a real name.
Georgia Dunn.
And it's based on her, like, real cats. And so if you go to her Instagram, you can see the actual cats that are based on it. But they have a news desk, and they report on various things in the house. And
that cat is in the yard.
That cat is in the yard again.
Oh, I think I've seen this.
And she just put out a, like, real physical book with a collection of comics. And so that's over there on the coffee table if you want to look at it.
And she's just been picked up by a syndicate.
Yep.
Oh, wonderful.
So she'll be syndicated. But Breaking Cat News always makes me smile. If you're a cat owner or cat lover, you'll be like, yep. Exactly.
Pretty much.
I'm excited to look that up because it sounds extremely relevant
it
to my interests.
It is very relevant to your interests.
I can't believe you don't already have it in your feedly, Renata.
It's honestly, really same. I'm, you know, I can't be everywhere at once.
Right.
Just like George Washington.
And that's what we're here for, is to help. We're gonna help feed you. My obsession is a novel called Gone to Dust by Matt Goldman, who was a TV writer. I think it's his debut novel. I got it in the post on Friday, and I read the little letter that our dear friend Talia at Macmillan Library said. She sat down and read it in a sitting, and I thought, well, I have an idea of Talia's taste in books, and it kind of sounds like it might be up my alley. And I read the back, and I started reading it on Sunday, and I finished it at breakfast Monday. The only reason I didn't read it in one sitting is because I'm old and I get tired. It is a murder mystery set in Minneapolis in January, and in it, a woman is murdered in her home, and her murderer covers his tracks, or her tracks, with the dust from 1,000 vacuum cleaner bags. So her entire house is coated in, you know, that terrible dust that comes out of vacuum cleaner bags, and is, of course, full of DNA and carpet fibers from elsewhere to mask everything. And
that just makes me, like, shudder.
The whole thing. And, of course, you know, they call the guy, the central character is a PI who is called in by the police because, of course, they're in the fancy suburb of Minneapolis. They're not in Minneapolis proper. And he is a good new gumshoe character. And it says in the description of the book that it introduces this guy. So I'm hoping that he might write a series. I liked it a lot.
When is it due out?
Oh, it's not coming out until August. Don't get
advanced
too excited.
Copy.
I have a copy in my house, and so if somebody wants to plead for me to send it along to them, I might be convinced. But it's good. Look for it. I'll link to it in the show notes.
Sorry, I just thought that might be an important piece of information.
Thank you. That is an important piece of information.
We get things in advance sometimes. Sometimes far, far in advance.
Yes.
Oh, I think we made it to the end. Yay! Thanks for listening. I'm Anna, and you can find me online at Helga Grace, HELGAGRACE.
I'm Aline. You can find me on Twitter at Surly Spice, SURLYSPICE.
Go ahead, Renata.
I'm Renata. You can find me on Twitter at Renata Snacks. And you can also listen to the podcast that I regularly co-host, The Worst Bestsellers. You can find us at worstbestsellers.com or on Twitter at worstbestseller with no S at the end.
And Angie,
you can find me on Tumblr at flange5, FLANGE5. And actually, that's where I am on Twitter, though I'm not there very much. And also Instagram.
Yeah, if you want to see nail polish pictures.
Yes,
nail
you'll see a lot of nail polish there.
Instagram is the place.
And some Nendoroids.
Yes. Okay. And our in and out music was provided by Julie Jurgens. You can find her on Twitter at Hi Miss Julie, HIMISSJULIE.
Bye.
Bye.